Today's Sports Zone comes from Kensington Palace in the presence of their Royal Highnesses Prince and Princess Michael of Kent. Stand up, Matthew. Formal presentation by Prince Michael and the CEO of World Endurance Championship, Gérard Neveu, we all trooped outside for the formal photographs and informal interview opportunities. It certainly made a change to walk and talk amongst real drivers rather than tripping over the size zero anorexic dwarfs in Formula One. Top of my list of priorities was, certainly, the most successful endurance sports car driver never to drive an F1 car, Audi's Tom Christensen.
What about the gap left by McNish going? You must feel there's a bit of a hole in the team.
You know, when you've driven so many years and races with Alan, it's certainly there is something which is different when you jump out of in a fast pit stop and you're looking for the little Scotsman with obviously he's leaving very very big shoes to fill with his small feet, but. You know, racing goes on and he's still a part of the Audi team, but he's not there to find to jump in a fast pit stop. So yes, it's going to be different, and we have to do the best without him, and I think Audi has chosen a very good driver to fill in with Loic Duval and myself with Lucas Di Grassi. But for sure Alan's humor and his Scottish terriness is still hanging around in the team, and we will still use and carry that into to what we say the year zero of the sports car world championship. And the 24 hours of Le Mans with these new exciting regulations.